The Anchorage Police Department is using two new systems to communicate with the public about crime in the city. One is a crime mapping system, and the other allows city residents to receive messages directly from the department. APRN intern Jolene Elmendarez has the story.
Regional analysis and information data sharing, called Raids Online, is an intricate system that allows users to not only view a plotted map of crimes within the city, but customized email updates about crimes in areas they're most concerned with. Brian Moorberg, APD crime analyst, recently gave a how-to session on the program.
Say I want to find out what crimes are happening at my house or my business. I can sign up for crime alerts, and it brings up a window and it says, enter your information, confirm your email, put in your address. What radius do you want? You can change that in here and say, I'm really interested in everything only within 500 feet, or I want everything within a mile of my house. How often do you want to get these updates? What time of day do you want to get these updates? Select what crimes you're interested in, click sign up, and it will start sending you emails as often as you tell it to.
Crimes involving victims are randomly plotted within 600 feet of where they took place to protect the privacy of the victims, and there are some slight differences between public and APD access. Moorberg says this allows the department to be proactive in finding crime trends and seeing if efforts to reduce crime in certain areas are working. The software is also able to essentially predict when some crimes will take place.
One of the ones that Raids says that it works best on is burglaries. And based on an algorithm, it tells us, okay, we think next week burglaries are going to happen here. And it puts a density map up on the screen, but then it draws a little circle that says, this is where we think it's going to happen.
Right now, the department is updating information to the system once a day. But Moorberg says the department plans more frequent updates to provide the most current information possible.
Goal is anywhere from 3 to 4 times a day is we'd like to upload it. And it costs no more extra to upload more often. It's just a matter of data transfer.
The system currently includes a year's worth of data, but the department plans to add crimes dating back to 1998 within the next 6 months. The annual $7,600 price tag is paid with property acquisitions. The Raids Online launch comes just a few weeks after the department introduced a new mass communication system, Nixle, which functions separate from the mapping system. APD spokesperson Danny Myron says the system sends notifications to subscribers via text, email, or the web messaging. She says there are 3 categories of messages, including alerts, advisories, and community messages.
Alerts are, if you envision kind of the highest level, this is the message that there's a sense of urgency. So envision maybe an abducted child, something of that nature. The next level is an advisory message. Police activity. There's a traffic accident on the Glen Highway that's closed down all lanes of traffic. Community level message is more general information, but it doesn't maybe rise to a level of urgency.
APD is using a free version of Nixle. It's being moderated primarily through the Public Affairs Office, though they expect to expand usage to dispatchers so residents can receive real-time updates. Myron says the department might consider upgrading to a paid version if extra features seem necessary to successfully communicate with the public on a mass scale. In Anchorage, I'm Jolene Almendarez.